We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the top player notes in the NFL. The Eagles have acquired quarterback Gardner Minshew from the Jaguars for a conditional 6th-round pick. Jameis Winston has been named the Saints starter for Week 1 against the Packers. After a lengthy quarterback battle with Taysom Hill, it will be Winston who gets the first crack at serving as Drew Brees' successor in New Orleans. Winston has been sharp all preseason and was particularly impressive Monday against Jacksonville, completing 9 of 10 passes for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns. He will open the season as a starter, though Hill could have some role in the offense. Elsewhere, Emmanuel Sanders is likely to play in the Bills' Saturday preseason finale against the Packers. Signed as a free agent during the offseason to take over from the departed John Brown, a foot injury has cost Sanders some time getting familiar with the high-powered Bills offense. In the NBA, Lauri Markkanen was traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers on Friday as part of a 3-team deal that sent Larry Nance Jr. to Portland and Derek Jones Jr. along with a first-round pick to Chicago. In MLB news, Clayton Kershaw threw a successful bullpen Friday. Manager Dave Roberts said that Kershaw wasn't throwing at 100% during his throwing session, but he was able to incorporate breaking balls into his workload. The Southpaw will throw his third bullpen session on Monday. Kenta Maeda will undergo season-ending surgery Wednesday. Maeda was evaluating several options after he sustained a forearm injury Saturday, but he'll ultimately opt for surgery. Manager Rocco Baldelli said Friday that he isn't sure yet what procedure the right-hander will undergo, but Tommy John surgery is on the table. Regardless of the type of procedure, Maeda won't pitch again until at least 2022. Red Sox outfielder Enrique Hernandez was placed on the COVID-19 injured list after testing positive for the virus. For MLB strikeout prop action today, we're looking at Alex Manoah against the Detroit Tigers and over his 5.5 total. Right now, we're projecting actually 7.4 strikeouts from the rookie. Also consider Adam Wainwright against the Pirates under 5.5 strikeouts and Alec Mills over 3.5 strikeouts. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.